Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, it's tournament week, and the Super Talk Eagle Hour will be heading to Montgomery, Alabama tomorrow, broadcasting all week. Got a great bunch of shows lined up for you. Going to talk about all of that in the next hour. Got some great sound bites with Danny Lynch and Dustin Dickerson we're going to bring you that came after yesterday's emotional, or Saturday's emotional win over Louisiana. And of course, the final baseball polls are out. Final season poll, Golden Eagles ranked in all four polls. Number 12 in collegiate baseball, number 16 in D1, number 23 in USA Today, number 24 in perfect game. Golden Eagles 37-16 on the season. And of course, an Ole Miss player wins the Boo Ferris Award. There's a lot to talk about, Luke Johnson, but let's not worry about the Ole Miss Mississippi State Award for just a minute. Let's talk about that electric weekend series that took place. The Golden Eagles behind a stellar performance. Tanner Hall, the Sun Belt Pitcher of the Week for the third straight week. The National Perfect Game Pitcher of the Week. He throws a game that will last for a long time in the memories of Southern Miss fans. A really impressive 4-0 win to kick things off Thursday night against Lafayette, Luke.
Yeah, and you know, we'll talk later in the program too. Oz, the new skipper for Southern Miss. That's a huge announcement that we were all expecting. Yeah, but let's talk about the weekend. We talked some about Tanner's performance on Thursday night, and just to recap, at 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. It was absolutely dominating. Talking to Coach Thibodeau, who's an excellent pitching coach, Friday at Fuzzy's, he just said it was an incredible performance. Golden Eagles, it was not an incredible performance Friday night. They just came out and got dominated, and you got to tip your cap to Carson Fluno. He came back and was a little Hall-esque. He threw 8 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 run, and had 11 strikeouts. And, Oldham didn't pitch bad. He just couldn't go deep in the game. In the fifth inning, was at 87 pitches, and they pull him and didn't get much help out of Sivley or Rhodes. To Chandler Dawson's credit, he threw 2 1/3 innings and didn't give up any runs. But then, Bob, you're like, what's going to happen on senior day? All that emotion as we honored Coach Barry on Friday night, and it's Louisiana, and Danny Lynch is playing in the baseball game. And what does Goat Yoga decide to do? In the first 5 innings, he decides to hit 2 grand slams. Two.
Yeah.
In one half of a game, Lynch hits 2 grand slams, 8 RBIs. And this was a game, Bob, and you were there. I mean, Eagles went down 4-0. Matt Adams got rocked in the top of the first. And this team fought right back and were able to pull ahead. Christopher Sargent again with an unbelievable game for the last game that he probably will play, in the Peat. Sarge goes 4 for 5. Lynch with the 8 RBIs. And that game, it was a rattling of swords. It was a heavyweight match back and forth until the Eagles were able to pull ahead in the bottom of the 8th.
One man's opinion, I think it was the best game of the year at Pete Taylor Park. It was an incredible competitive game between two really fine baseball programs. And before I move on to the Golden Eagles, let me compliment the Raging Cajuns. Athletic, fastest team I've seen running bases in a long time. They have some track stars on the team. One of those grand slams, their center fielder literally climbs the wall at P. Taylor Park trying to snatch that one out of the air. It was college baseball at its very, very best. 11-9, hard to describe just how exciting it was, how electric it was in the ballpark. And what do you say, Luke, about the tenacity of this Golden Eagle baseball team? They get punched right in the mouth to start the game. They fight right back. Louisiana takes the momentum. Southern Miss gets it back. Louisiana takes it back. Southern Miss surges at the end to win the game. It was the best you can see in college baseball. It made me realize how fortunate I am to live in a community where I can go enjoy that kind of collegiate athletics here in Hattiesburg. It was really amazing.
And I think what it also does is for baseball, what I appreciated about the weekend, it didn't get chippy in the sense of, you know, just being stupid at each other. It was two solid programs competing their guts out.
No question.
And it was almost like we hit them in the mouth Friday night. They hit our Thursday night. They hit us in the mouth Friday night, and then we both hit each other on Saturday. No, I mean, it was Saturday's game was a fitting end to a great series. And right. We'll talk to Scott Watkins a little more. But, man, the way that this Sun Belt bracket sets up, the Golden Eagles could not ask for a better draw.
No, they couldn't, because you got Texas State, Louisiana, and Coastal all on the other side of the bracket, so they're going to beat each other's heads in. And if the Golden Eagles play like we think they will, they'll be around to take on whoever survives that melee on the other side of the bracket. So, Luke, before we move on to Coach Oz, what about this baseball team? What about the coaching job done by Scott Berry and his staff this year to lose the pitchers that they lost, to start out so shaky, to end up the regular season ranked as high as 12th in the country and to be ranked in all four major polls, win 37 games. What an incredible coaching job this year we saw at Southern Miss.
We did. And Will Hall was talking about that the other day, and you mentioned it to John, that the coaching job this year may be better than the coaching job last year. There was both sides there was concern. There was a few times this year the pitching staff carried the bats. And then after in the Coastal series, the bats woke up, and the bats have produced down the stretch. And it was almost, Oz had to throw young guys out there. He had to throw untested guys out there. Another name, over the weekend that we should bring up as well, because he was huge on Saturday. Justin Storm ended up throwing, 3 1/3 over the weekend?
Right.
And didn't allow a run, struck out 4. I think he allowed one hit in all those, and Storm was incredible. I do want to mention Oz, but I do want to bring our listeners up to date, because this will allow us to be able to talk to Scott in the next segment about it. Over the weekend, Georgia State beats ODU 2 out of 3. Arky State swept South Alabama. Jags just kind of flew the white flag that last weekend. Texas State took 2 out of 3 against ULM. Troy, 2 out of 3 against App State. Georgia Southern, 2 out of 3 against James Madison. Coastal was on the ropes twice. Marshall had them in game 1. And they only lost by 1 in game 3, but Coastal sweeps Marshall. Golden Eagles get 2 out of 3. So the way the final season or the regular season standings in, Coastal wins the regular season championship by 1 game at 23-7. Golden Eagles 22-8. So that bracket that we're talking about, and Southern Miss, App State, and Troy on one side, Texas State, Louisiana, and Coastal on the other side. Eagles number 2, Troy number 3, App State number 6. On the other side of the bracket, Louisiana will take on Texas State, and then Coastal in a TB game like the Eagles. And it's a little, the way it works is Old Dominion plays James Madison tomorrow at 3. Georgia Southern plays Georgia State at 6:30. The highest seeded team that wins, the Eagles will play. So if James Madison wins, Eagles will play. If Old Dominion wins, they'll go to Coastal. Coastal will get the lowest seed. So we'll know more about that later tomorrow. But, yeah, we move on. New skipper for the Golden Eagles.
No question. Christian Ostrander named head coach yesterday. We all knew it was coming. And, I told him over the weekend, Luke, just again, one guy's opinion, that if Scott is going to retire, you just couldn't hand the program over to a better man than him. And I mean that sincerely. I think Christian Ostrander will do great things as the new head coach at Southern Miss.
Yes, and it will be interesting to see, what role he takes with the pitching. I'm kind of the impression that he will still have not just one thumb, but he'll have both thumbs all over that. It'll be an Oz pitching staff, but it'll be interesting to see who he brings in. To work with the pitchers. I tend more to think that it's going to be a younger guy, somebody that, he can mentor, because I still think it's Oz pitching staff, unless I'm really, really, really mistaken. That's what he did at Jones College as well. But I mean, you announce it, you honor Coach Barry. We got a ride, going in the tournament in the off season, but the transition is here. Everybody knows what's going on. And, it's just going to be fun to watch. And I'll tell you what, Eagles have nailed it for the fifth time since 1959, Bob. Great head coach coming in.
You're not kidding. It's been a great weekend. Still to come, Scott Watkins, Biloxi Sun-Herald. We're also going to bring you some conversations we had yesterday with Justin Storm, Dustin Dickerson, and Danny Lynch. There's plenty of reasons to stick around on this Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Back on a Monday. Happy to have you on the Eagle Hour with us. Second segment, as always, brought to you by Campus Bookmark on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Luke Johnson, Bob Getty from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg, and Laurel. Ferris Trophy just announced. Kip Alderman of Ole Miss is the winner. I have more to say about that in just a few minutes. Golden Eagles represented by two guys today. And congratulations again to Slade Wilkes and Tanner Hall representing the Golden Eagles. It was interesting earlier as the different coaches, talked through just their players, and that's what they allow them to do at the Ferris Trophy. They talk about each player from each school. Jackson State had a representative in Ty Hill, Kemp Alderman from Ole Miss, Hunter Hines from Mississippi State, and then Slade and Tanner at Southern Miss. And it was real cool to see Mike Bianco, Chris Lamonis, and then I believe it was Rob Jay from Jackson State. They all just began. They just congratulated Coach Hall. Coach Barry, I got too many Halls in my mind. Coach Barry, just on what a successful year he's had, what a successful career he's had. Lamonis specifically congratulated Christian Ostrander and then said, "Hey, we hate facing y'all because of the pitching." But yeah, what a day as at the Mississippi Hall of Fame they were able to celebrate Scott Barry. But Kemp Alderman wins the Ferris Trophy, and I guess, Bob, we can talk about that just for a minute. A few eyebrows raised when they announced that winner.
Well, how does Tanner Hall not win the award? I mean, I was told Friday evening that our coaches thought the vote had been taken prior to Tanner's pitching performance Thursday. But, look, call me cynical. I don't think it would have mattered. I just don't think they would have ever allowed a Golden Eagle to win it 2 years in a row. And, got to get Ole Miss and Mississippi State in that thing every year, Luke. Got to get them in.
Scott was talking. Scott Barry was talking at the podium. And I was really intrigued by saying this. We were looking, the strikeouts are down this year. But Tanner has more wins. The batting average against him is actually lower. There's a lot there, And I was kind of intrigued when Scott said, you know, in a lot of ways the numbers this year were better than last year.
I think we have Scott on the phone. Are you with me, Scott? Scott Watkins.
Yes. Yep.
Scott Watkins from the Sun Herald. Scott, we were just raising our eyebrows a little bit at the Ferris announcement. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I just tweeted about it. You know, Alderman had a great year. It wasn't exactly a top-of-the-line year. He was 50th in hits and 60th in plugging, and Tanner Hall is top 10 in ERA among starters. So it felt like another no-brainer, but, you know,
That's a good way to put it, Scott. It was a no-brainer. A no-brainer. Okay. I'll regress. Go ahead, Luke.
All right, Scott. Sour grapes. I'll just chew on them all day. All right, let's go to the Sun Belt. Let's talk about the bracket. Golden Eagles, this is probably best case scenario in the draw for them. Your thoughts about the bracket?
Yeah, I think that Southern Miss is on the right side of the bracket. I think it would have preferred a regular season title, but this is definitely the side that you want to be on. That's just based on the potential winner's bracket game after the first round. App State is based on some dicey baseball math that I conducted this morning, either the worst team in the league or the luckiest team in the league. And pitching sound defense is what you need to beat those teams, and Southern Miss has that in Troy. Very explosive offense, but in Troy, Southern Miss didn't have much issue containing it. So I think the easier path is on the left side of the bracket for Southern Miss, so that's the positive this week.
All right, Scott, I want to play something for you, then I want to get your comments on this performance, because as Luke described it, it was the performance of legends. And now Luke will officially bring the Danny Lynch jersey, I'm sure, because this should be public property now, and hang it here in our studio. But I talked to Danny Lynch for just a moment after. I want you to hear what he said. I want to get your thoughts about what this kid did yesterday. Danny Lynch on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Danny, incredible day today, but I want to talk about the whole picture. I want you to try to put in words what today's been like for you.
I mean, it was a dream. I remember Brady Faust came up to me after the game, and he said, sometimes it really does feel like there's a script to some of these games, and that's what it felt like today. I mean, with Coach Barry's last game, that's exactly how it should have went. It was awesome.
All right, 5 years here, Danny. Put in perspective your journey here.
It's been a roller coaster, but I think the biggest thing I've learned is you just got to take life day by day and always learn. And you're never done growing. You're never done with anything. And the most important thing in life is always the people around you. That's always the most important thing.
The love that the Southern Miss fan base shows you means what to you?
It means everything. I remember my last at bat, I kept having to grab the towel from Slade because I kept tearing up and doing it again. But it means everything.
New season, my man.
Yep.
Tournament. This team can win the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's our goal every year. That's what we strive to do. And we're just looking to carry this momentum, continue to play good baseball, take it one game at a time.
There's a rumor that you're going to be a graduate assistant around here. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, that is true. I will be the graduate assistant next year.
So you're not leaving?
I'm not leaving. Not leaving just yet.
All right, I got to ask you this now. On a lighter note, you've made almost national publicity with your batting stance. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't know. It gets me in the right position to hit, I guess. I can't really say anything else about it. I feel like I've done it for a few years now, but I think one weekend this year I was doing it extra because I was really trying to get into my legs, and people saw that and it really started taking off. So that's been fun to see that stuff.
All right, Danny, what's a message you'd like to send to the Southern Miss Nation as we enter the tournament and your playing career here does get in the final stretch?
We couldn't do any of this without you guys. I mean, your support means everything. It's like I said, it's the people that make this place special, and it's been so special to me.
All right, Scott, a lot of emotion from Danny Lynch after the ball game. Put in perspective, if you were going to write a movie script and you got what's probably the most popular player on the team, could you have written a better movie script for him to end his career?
I don't think so. I do not think so. I haven't been here very long, but I've learned a lot about Southern Miss, and Danny Lynch is kind of like the center point of all of it, of the entire culture of that program. And it's not just the stats. It's not just the fact that he had a bit of a dip last year and final year in college with no real professional prospects. He improves. He gets a lot better. He helps the team out a lot more. It's his presence on the field, it's his presence in the clubhouse, and then to go out the way that he did, it's really incredible, and I don't think that you could have wrote it any better than that.
No, and I tell you, we were talking earlier, Scott, Luke, you jump in here. That was a magnificent baseball game Saturday, two really good teams, and 1,000% effort from both squads.
Yeah, it really was. Scott, kind of the way that we described it is Tanner hit him in the mouth. They hit us in the mouth, and then yesterday we hit both in the mouth. I mean, I think this series was just pure baseball, and I think it's pretty clear who our rival is going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I fully agree. It was a couple of heavyweights, the two best pitching teams in the conference, and we got the series that I think fans were expecting. It was a great one. I hope that the Sun Belt continues to make this series the final one of the year. I think it just makes a lot of sense.
No question about that. All right, look, so Southern Miss, am I right in telling these players yesterday that the Southern Miss is capable of winning the tournament in Montgomery? I don't think there's any doubt about that, right?
No. There's no doubt at all about that, especially considering the path that it may be on. But yeah, I think that's very, very possible. I think it's very likely. Southern Miss does have some weird home away splits, pretty much untouchable at home, and they're kind of weird on away from home, but I think at this point in the season, the way that things are going, the way that the clubhouse is going, the way that the pitching is rolling, Southern Miss and Coastal, maybe not Coastal, to be honest with you, but Southern Miss and somebody on that other end of the bracket is barreling towards a Sunday game.
Luke Johnson, I'm not going to be shocked if next Sunday we see a rematch of this past Saturday.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I was kind of surprised, you know, how Texas State did. They kind of did it on a high note. But Scott, I mean, I don't necessarily think Coastal has the arms to get through. And you've already told us what's a deeper ballpark there in Montgomery.
Yeah, it's not exactly a huge outfield out there, but and it does have a short left field. But it is a bit bigger of an outfield. Coastal hasn't had much trouble away from home this year, so we'll see how it plays out. But this is a tournament setting where the games, of course, are getting pushed together, and that's going to really, really put Coastal's arms to the test. And that is a tough side of the bracket to be on because you got the next best pitching team in the conference after Southern Miss, and you've got a Texas State team that is just real grindy and does a lot of small things really well, and that's kind of been their calling card. So it is going to be difficult for Coastal Carolina to get to Sunday.
Hey, Scott, we always appreciate your input, man. Are you going to be in Montgomery?
If I do, it'll be later in the weekend.
All right. Well, we're going to catch up with you at some point out there and get your insight into how the tournament's going, if you're good with that.
I appreciate it. That's for sure. I got you.
All right. Scott Watkins, everybody. Biloxi Sun-Herald. Really do appreciate his great input all year long. We'll make sure that we catch up with Scott while Luke and I are at, what is it, Luke? Riverwalk Stadium? Is that where we're headed?
I'm going to Montgomery, and I'm going to find the biggest baseball field there. Yes.
We'll be fine.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, our thanks to Scott Watkins from Biloxi Sun-Herald for joining us. We're broadcasting today from the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Bob and Luke want to thank Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Campus Book Mart, and 4th Street Bar and Grill. Those are the great guys that sponsor the first three segments of our show every day, and it's hard to express how much we appreciate their support of our program. Dickie's Barbecue, Campus Book Mart, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also want to say thanks to Jana King, the King of Clean. They've been cleaning places of work, education, medicine, eateries, stadiums, and worship in the Pine Belt for 35 years. They can do the same thing for your business. To find out more, all you have to do is go to JanaKingCleans.com.
Hey, what about a Jana King 4-0 sweep of the Sun Belt Tournament this week?
I would be for it. That could sweep out everybody's dugout. And you did tell me that you think there's a lot of highway patrol up in Philadelphia because a robbery just took place?
Is that right? In Jackson, yeah. Jackson.
They're in Philadelphia this year.
Oh, they're at the Pearl River
yeah.
Resort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, I was on wordhippo.com, I typed in at the top, what's another word for armed robbery? Let's see. Plundering, pillaging, highway robbery, banditry, thieving, marauding, mugging, purse snatching, larceny, swoop.
All right. Tanner Hall does not win. you can't hardly say it without laughing. Tanner Hall does not win the Boo Ferris Award as the best player in Mississippi. All right, let's get back to the kids, Luke. Justin Storm has just been phenomenal here the last half of the year. Normally he comes in for like the last inning. He comes in the seventh inning and shuts the door on a really, really athletic Louisiana ball club. Talk to Justin right after that performance. All right, Justin Storm on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, Justin, now all year you've come in the ninth inning. Here to end the season, you come in the seventh. Got the job done. Was there a different mentality when you had to come in early?
No, sir. Obviously, it's a little bit different. But, yeah, every time I go out there, just try and take it one pitch at a time. You know, Coach Oz calls the pitch from the dugout, and I see it. And, you know, just kind of try and attack it one pitch at a time. Can't look too far ahead of yourself because that's kind of when you get in trouble.
Justin, put this year in perspective. How's this been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. We have some ups and downs, but I think the most impressive thing with this team is the fact that, you know, we didn't really get too low even when things weren't looking good, and even when we were winning a bunch of games, we didn't get too high. You know, we kind of stayed right in the middle, and that's kind of like Coach Barry always talks about, having an even keel attitude, attacking each day that way.
All right, new season now underway, tournament in Montgomery. This is a team that can win the whole thing.
Yeah, we think so. We're really happy with where we are right now, and Sun Belt's, everybody in the league is playing really good baseball. So it's just a matter of, like I said, when I'm pitching, I'm taking one pitch at a time. As a team, we try and take it one game at a time. You know, can't look too far ahead. You know, whoever we line up with in that first round, we're going to focus on them and try and win that game, and then we'll move on to the next one.
Justin, give us a little inside baseball and tell us what it was like when Coach Barry met with you guys earlier this week and let you know he was leaving.
It was tough, for sure. Coach Barry giving me a chance to come here and play baseball at this incredible university, just can't thank him enough. And you know, when he told us that, it kind of dawned on me that, you know, how grateful I really was for him. You take it for granted how much he means to you, just because you know, in my eyes, Coach Barry could have coached for another 20 years, you know. But I'm really happy for him. He deserves it. But it was definitely tough when we first heard it. But for me, it kind of switched over to gratitude pretty quick. And I've just been soaking it up, you know, enjoying my time.
Okay, you don't know what the future holds. I get it, and I don't want to put you on the spot. You have another year of eligibility.
Correct.
What do you think will happen?
I don't know. We're just going to keep on worrying about right now. Worry about the first game of the tournament and just tack it that way. That's all we're worried about.
All right. What's your message to the Golden Eagle Nation as we take on these people in the tournament?
Well, first thing, I'd just like to thank everybody that showed out all weekend. I mean, the fans were incredible, and they have been all season, not just this weekend, but this weekend was a culmination of it. I mean, you saw today, I mean, the stands were packed, and they were locked in on every pitch. It just want to really thank them. We're just looking forward to it. I mean, if you can get to Montgomery, come on. We're going to put on a show.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to watching you on the mound some more.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Justin Storm, Luke Johnson. What a great year that kid's had, and what a big role he's played in this successful stretch that we've been experiencing for the past few weeks.
Yeah, I'm afraid I've seen him pitch in the Pete for the last time. What can you say, though? I mean, it's the LSU regional game was his coming out party, and where, you know, they were going to put Nico Mazza at the back of that, and then, you know, had to throw him in the rotation. Chandler Best would have possibly maybe been an option, or Chandler would have been in the start. There's just so many moving parts, and you don't have a closer. And so what happens? 6'7", 230, I think that's what he is, 235,
he's
throwing 90,
kid.
94 from the left. And it's the angle of the ball, the plane of the ball where it comes out of his hand. It falls, and guys can't pick it up how he does that. But, I mean, he's embraced the role and has shown really hard. And who knows? We win this tournament, we may get to see him pitch again in the Pete. But I think he will be a professional ball player in a few months.
All right, Luke, one more I want to get on the show today. And this is a kid you know personally. I think he's the best shortstop I've seen play at Southern Miss. And he was emotional, too. You may find it interesting what Dustin Dickerson had to say toward the end of the soundbite. Hang on. Dustin Dickerson on the Eagle Hour, satisfying weekend. New season starts at Montgomery. Your thoughts, Dustin?
Yeah, like you said, new season. We put ourselves in a good position going in as the number two seed. And, you know, we got to go handle business. We're new to the conference, and we need to put our foot down and let them know who we are.
You seem a little emotional. What's going on in your mind right now?
Just maybe my last game at Pete Taylor Park. Who knows? But I'm just super thankful for this university and the coaching staff and everybody that's given me a chance.
That home run today, really sweet. I love the way you took a little glance at the Louisiana dugout.
Yeah, you know, they've been giving me some crap all weekend and all that, but you know, it's just good, clean fun. My good friend is their pitching coach, and he's gotten me out a lot the past 2 years, and I had to let him know a little bit.
Now, your friend Luke Johnson told me earlier this week that he knew Louisiana would be chippy and a little of it would be aimed at you and that you would give it right back.
Yeah, I guess that's who I am a little bit. I'm not going to shy away from anything. You know, last night when we when they kicked our butts, I heard that they said that I thought these guys were supposed to be good. So we came out with a sense of urgency, and we let them know how good we are.
Courageous effort here to end the regular season, but let's talk about the tournament now. A whole new opportunity, and you guys certainly capable of winning the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. We got one of the best teams in the conference, and we're starting to play our best ball right now. So we can win a few games over there, get to deep into the tournament, and let our pitching staff do its thing. I think we'll be in good shape.
I've watched this baseball team for about 15 years. I don't think we've ever had a better shortstop than you.
That means a lot. Thank you.
You and a lineage of great shortstops here. It's really an amazing thing, but certainly, Dustin, you've been a wizard out on the field.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of people that's come before me. Give a shout out to Coach Sutton, my dad, Coach Creel, Coach Barry, everybody before me. So I'm super thankful for them and wouldn't be here without them.
All right, Dustin, I'm not going to put you on the spot, and I know you don't know exactly about the future, but what would you think right now about, is there any possibility you would come back?
Yeah, I love it here. So it's tough to want to leave here. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I'm trying to put it away until that decision comes up and just play our best ball right now, and we'll see what happens then.
All right, look, Dustin Dickerson, and I got to tell you this real quickly, Luke. I've done a lot of these interviews all year. It's difficult when these kids have tears in their eyes, and they're fighting back, crying when they're talking to you. That's how much emotion was on the field yesterday afternoon.
And what it does is it reminds you that they're human beings.
Right.
Yeah, you pay Eagle Club. Yeah, you pay for season tickets. Yeah, you pay for your roof spot. Yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to be on Eagle Post.
Right.
But they're college kids, man.
Right.
And they love the game. Right. And they represent our university so well. And it is hard to listen to those three interviews and to get angry at them when they don't perform on the mound, at the plate.
You can't.
I remember, and I'll say, I remember one time we lost a close game against Memphis. And I think I was pretty chapped because I was supposed to propose to Lauren, and we got beat, so I didn't propose after the game. And I was walking up on campus, and there was some tailgater, and he was getting on Coach Bauer, and he was railing on Dustin and other people. And I just turned around, and I looked at him, and I said, I just played my heart out for you. I said, that's all I did. I just played my heart out for you. And I turned around and kept walking, and he realized who I was, and he tried to go back on his words. And it taught me a lesson. As I watch these kids play, when you listen to Danny Lynch, Justin Storm, Dustin Dickerson, these kids we've interviewed all the years, they love Southern Miss. They're thankful for Southern Miss, and they put it all out on the line for Southern Miss. And the least that we can do is salute our cap to them and say we appreciate everything that you do for the Golden Eagles.
That's well said, Luke. Another emotional interview with Rodrigo Montenegro. We're going to hold that till Thursday because we're going to have his father and Gabe on the show with us Thursday from Montgomery, and we'll let you hear what Rigo has to say about his time here as well. What a great weekend. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment on this first day of the week, Sunbelt Tournament Week, brought to you by DBAT and D1 Training on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. DBATHattiesburg.com. Great pro shop, great facilities, great batting cages. It's all there at DBAT and D1. Luke and Bob from the Southern Bancor Studios in Hattiesburg, and Laurel. If you missed some great interviews today with Dustin Dickerson, Danny Lynch, and Justin Storm, we also talked to Scott Watkins of the Biloxi Sun-Herald. You can go back and listen on demand at supertalk.fm or in podcasting form. We're on all kinds of platforms, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Audible. All right, a couple news and notes. Important, Tanner Hall. Bob mentioned this top of the hour, but if you missed that, he is the Sunbelt Pitcher of the Week for the third time this season, along with, what did we say? Perfect Game? National Pitcher of the Week, Tanner Hall. So congratulations to him.
But not the best player in Mississippi.
Oh, I was going to go back to my thesaurus here in just a second. But okay, three other Southern Miss baseball players, Matt Adams, Carson Pato, and Slade Wilkes, were named to the 2023 Academic All-District Baseball Team, selected by College Sports Communicators. So congratulations to those guys getting it done on the field and in the classroom. Yeah, so what I was going to do is, as I open up my thesaurus, Bob, and I type in the noun robbery, burglary, theft, thievery, stealing, breaking and entering, housebreaking, larceny, shoplifting, purse snatching, fraud. That might be the best one.
Fraud, yeah.
Fraud, yeah. Heist. Listen, Kip Alderman had an outstanding year. And all those kids. I mean, the Hines kid had 22 home runs. I think the Hill kid from Jackson State, he batted 390 this year, 388 last year, 432 his first year at Jackson State. Slade, 305 with 18 bombs. But the best player in the state of Mississippi is Tanner Hall.
Correct. I don't think there's any question about that.
Best team in the state of Mississippi is clearly the Golden Eagles. As the regular season ends, Southern Miss is ranked 12th in the collegiate baseball poll, 16th in D1, 23rd in USA Today, and 24th in Perfect Game, 28 RPI, 37-16. And when I think back on the year and I think back about all the, you know, we talk a lot about the pitchers that we lost, but we also lost, you know, Will McGillis. You lost Gabe Montenegro. I mean, you lost a lot of really high caliber talent off the baseball team, and to see them finish the year like this and go into the tournament with the momentum they have, we're Lou Johnson. We are blessed here in South Mississippi to have this nationally elite baseball program for our enjoyment every year right here in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, we do. And I mean, who knows? Can, you know, be an opportunity this year for the Golden Eagles to keep it in the state. And I thought it was really funny earlier on the Ferris Trophy. I was watching before we went on air, Bob. Mike Bianco got up and he said, "Scott, you're smarter than all of us." He said, "Chris won a national championship. Now look what happened. I won a national championship. Look at what happened. So you go win one and then ride off in the sunset," something like that. I thought that was really,
good
from Coach Bianco. All right. D1 has the latest projections out. Golden Eagles are projected to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama now, as 12 RPI. They would be, according to this projection, the 14th overall national seed. Southern Miss projected with Arizona State and Samford. Two other Sun Belt teams, Troy would be a 3 seed at Auburn. Coastal Carolina still projected to host as the 10th seed, to have South Carolina, NC State, and UNC Wilmington. Continuing the trend of the day, Bob, the SEC slated to have seven regionals.
You know, we've got to get Michael to build us a sound effect for an echo chamber, and we should play that every time we hear stuff like this. It's just amazing how effective that is for the Money Conference, that their echo chamber benefits them all so well. But, you know, look, is it anything new? Come on, is it anything we don't become accustomed to?
To quote the 6th-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys, Southern Miss guys get nothing.
No,
nothing.
But would we want it any other way, really? I don't think we would.
You are headed to Montgomery tomorrow. I've got the show. Stats right. McGee is going to join me. Working to get maybe one of the D1 guys on tomorrow to talk through the path of regionals, what Southern Miss needs to do. And I think probably all of us say, you know, if the only way we can get back in the regional conversation, somebody's going to have to lose quick in their tournament. And if the Golden Eagles, you know, were to pull off that Janney King sweep and win it, we could be right back in there. But yeah, be a good show tomorrow, and I'll see you in Montgomery on Wednesday.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. I want to thank Steve Davenport, Kim Dillon for allowing us to do this every year and to go up. We're going to give you the best coverage we know to give you, and we're going to have the commissioner from the Sun Belt on. We're going to have the athletics director from Southern Miss on. We're going to have a lot of good guests throughout the week, and hopefully we're going to be here this time next week talking about the tournament championship game, Luke Johnson.
And forbid that we have any weather delays. But correct. We will quote Corky Palmer in the press box if there is a weather delay.
We will. We're looking forward to it. We look forward to joining you there. Go ahead, sir.
Ben Wimpegler, our great manager here in Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
Quote of the day. Well, there at the Pearl River Resort, you know, the house always wins.
Well, there you go. Mini Etzel over there in the studio with you. Is that not right? Take a picture
of
it.
He's got it.
Put it on our Facebook page. People will know what I'm talking about.
Fear the beard.
All right. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. To the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.